SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS audio app.
And SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Opposition leader Angus Taylor has outlined his plans to remove migrants from the country if they do not demonstrate what he describes as Australian values. He's also singled out Palestinian refugees seeking protection in Australia.
The Gazan cohort of 1,700 people here on visas presents a high risk to our nation. That cohort must be reassessed entirely with far greater scrutiny. The Director General of Security has also been upfront about the growing threat of foreign interference in Australia. Our door has been opened to people who, far from having an allegiance to Australia, are actively working against our nation.
The opposition leader is looking to place greater scrutiny on people attempting to come to Australia from countries that he says are not Western liberal democracies.
For too long, we've turned a blind eye to the reality of immigration and integration. Those who migrate from liberal democracies have a greater likelihood of subscribing to Australian values compared to those coming from other places, ruled by fundamentalists, extremists and dictators.
Among the immigration policies, there are three key measures Angus Taylor is proposing to introduce. This includes putting what he calls Australian values at the centre of migration laws, such that breaches could result in deportation, a crackdown on unauthorised migrants and strengthening screening processes for anyone applying for a visa to Australia. Human rights group Amnesty International has condemned the coalition's new immigration policy, calling it divisive, discriminatory and lacking in humanity. Amnesty International campaigner Zaki Haidari has told SBS the policy rolls back protections already provided to people fleeing the conflict and genocide in Gaza.
It's deeply concerning for us as a human rights organisation that a nationality or people from a particular country have been singled out in a coalition policy. Australia has historically one of the thorough immigration systems that includes character tests and biometric checks before anyone gets visa. And anyone that managed to get out of Gaza from genocide, got here safely, they have gone through that thorough check system and they've been living here for at least 2 to 3 years now.
In a bid to reduce immigration numbers significantly, the coalition plans to restore temporary protection visas as the dominant form of onshore protection visas. Mr. Haidari condemns the move, saying refugees on temporary visas in Australia should be given the opportunity to call Australia home and sponsor their families and loved ones, which at the moment is something they can't do.
I think it's wrong to keep people on temporary visa forever, and the system has done that and keep people on temporary visa for over a decade. So the system is still there. And it's harmful to see coalition weaponizing the same regime that they have practiced when they were in government and punished people, including myself, for over a decade.
Mr. Haidari, who himself moved from Afghanistan, reflects on the fragility of the system and warns of the danger in the proposal. He says others in a similar situation to him when he first moved to Australia continue to experience abuses of their rights while seeking safety. He says Amnesty International is appealing for leadership that brings communities together, not policies that divide. The coalition's new migration policy also aims to establish an enhanced screening coordination centre within the Department of Home Affairs. Opposition leader Angus Taylor says that all visa applicants will have their social media screened.
Coalition will establish an enhanced security screening centre, using the full suite of intelligence, screening and enforcement capabilities. The centre will stop radicals, extremists and terrorists from entering our country. As part of the enhanced screening process, all visa applicants will be required to provide social media accounts when applying for a visa.
This includes making English proficiency a requirement for living in Australia. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics data, net overseas migration has fallen from 429,000 in 2023 to 2024 to about 306,000 in 2024 to 2025. The Labour government is also pledging to target further reductions in the coming years. In a statement, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke said, millions of Australians will be asking, why do the Liberals have a problem with their parents who don't speak great English but are great Australians? Mr. Haidari refers to the hardline immigration crackdown as one that mimics US President Donald Trump's policy screening under the Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
When he's referring of, Trump-like policy of screening people's very private social media account, again, it's very deeply concerning. And he's only targeting, or the coalition is only targeting particular nationalities in particular countries.
He says asylum and refugee policy should be based on the protection needs of individuals, not the region they come from. The proposal has drawn strong backlash from Labour, Greens, legal experts and human rights groups. Independent MP Zali Steggall says it risks fueling hateful and divisive narratives about migration. Green Senator David Shoebridge echoes a similar sentiment, saying the proposal actively excludes people on the basis of their country of origin and potentially on their religion. He says it reflects a broader shift toward extreme right politics, labelling it the 2026 version of the White Australia policy.
The Coalition think that reintroducing elements of the White Australia policy is the way forward for Australia in 2026, actively excluding people on the basis of their country of origin, potentially on their religion. That is not the way forward for Australia. Australia gains so much from immigration. The breadth of talent, the breadth of experience, the diversity that immigration has brought to Australia makes us a strong and proud nation.
The proposal would look into making Australia's values framework legally binding.
For an immigration program to work in the national interest, it must discriminate based on values.
Shadow Home Affairs Minister Jonathan Dunham says national security is of utmost importance.
I dare say national security trumps privacy any day of the week. I don't want people coming into this country who think it's okay to spout hatred about one person's faith or values or how they look, their skin colour, and be allowed into this country. I think it is important that we use all the resources available to us to protect Australia from people that want to come here and not abide by our values, our way of life, and keep our country the wonderful country that it is.
At this stage, it's unclear if Mr. Taylor's tougher approach will be implemented.
If a visa holder undermines our democratic values, doesn't respect the law, or doesn't demonstrate respect for those core values, they will be booted out of Australia.
Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy told the ABC the opposition leader is pitting his party against Pauline Hanson's One Nation party.
Now we're just seeing desperate dog whistling from Angus Taylor, who's desperately trying to compete with One Nation in a race to the bottom.
Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Europe.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.